All right, I will call this tonight's meeting of the Planning Commission to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Chair Mayor Avila.
Here.
Vice Chair Berlin.
Here.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Here.
Commissioner Roof.
Here.
Commissioner Sackerson.
Here.
Can everyone please rise and join me in a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. The next item on our agenda is an agenda review. Would any of my fellow commissioners like to revise the order of agenda items tonight? Nope. All right. We're going to move on to community comments and suggestions. This public comment period is an invitation to members of the community to present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters that are not scheduled on this agenda for tonight. Comments must be limited or should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. If members of the public are on Zoom, they can provide public comment remotely by using the raise hand feature to indicate your desire. Is there anyone in the room tonight that would like to make public comment? No one in the room? Is there anyone online that would like to make public comment tonight?
Hi, Chairman. There is nobody on Zoom at the moment.
Thank you so much. I will close the public comment period then and move on to written communications. I think we had one item that I saw come through in the email, but was there any other items?
Chair, there was not. Just the one supplemental memo for item 8A.
Great. And everyone else got that this evening. Great. And we'll move on to the consent agenda, which is the approval of minutes from our last meeting. Do I have any questions or comments from my fellow commissioners about those minutes? All right, I'll entertain a motion if anyone has one.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Can I have a vote, please?
Vice Chair Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
Chair Mayor Avila?
Yes. All right. We'll move on to our public hearing items tonight. So item 8A is the consideration of conditional use permit 23-004, a lot line adjustment 23-002, and planned sign program 23-001. Do we have a report from staff?
Not a report, but just an update on the status of the project. Earlier, or actually last week, staff received an email from the applicant notifying that due to unforeseen circumstances, they'd like to withdraw the application. And then earlier this morning, we heard from the co-applicant that they would like to keep the application alive. Therefore, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission continue this item to a date uncertain, and as they look for other potential developers to carry the project forward.
Thank you so much. Do I have any questions or comments from any of my fellow commissioners on this item?
One quick question.
Sure.
So when date uncertain, does that literally mean indefinitely? It could go on for years? Is there is there a defined time period how long a date uncertain is?
It's not defined, but it depends on how much time has passed, and we'll evaluate. It'll be re-noticed, and then we can, if any updates are necessary to the studies or anything that is pertinent to the project, staff will handle that in advance of the next public hearing.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Thanks, Andrew.
For all intents and purposes, it is. It won't be on the agenda or anything like that. It's essentially, we'll be working with the applicant on the application itself, and then if they would like to come back, we'll re-notice it, as Andrew said.
Okay. Great, thank you so much. We will receive public comment on this item at this time. If anyone in the room would like to make public comment, now's your time. Yes.
Good evening, my name is Patty Welsh. My comment is, the hotel, great idea, TOT is going to help the city out immensely. Car wash, we have a limited resource. That's our water. We're going to have a car wash where people are going to drive from out of town, use the hotel, probably use the car wash, when they can just drive to the other side of town and use a car wash over there. I don't see that the car wash is in the best interest of the city for the financial straits that we're in at this time. I think we can find a better use, hopefully, for it. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. And this item will be continued to a further time, so you'd be invited at that time to also make public comment. Is there any other public comment in the room tonight? No? Is there any public comment online?
Hi, Chairman. There is no raised hands in the queue, but there's two people in attendance.
Great. Thank you so much. I will close public comment on this item, and I will move to continue to this item to a date uncertain.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Can I have a vote, please?
Chairman Avila?
Yes.
Vice Chair Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
All right, item passes 5-0. Item 8B is consideration of Development Code Amendment 23-005, amendments to the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code regarding restrictions on irrigated turf installation and use citywide. Do we have any staff updates on this item?
Yeah, again, not a staff report, but an update for the Planning Commission. Staff is also requesting and recommending that we postpone this item to a date uncertain. In evaluating the proposed ordinance, staff became aware of potential state legislation that would also, create some restrictions on the irrigation of non-functional turf on commercial and industrial properties. So we're reviewing those two, both our local ordinance and the state ordinance, to make sure that they align and they're consistent with each other. So we're asking for just a little more time, and we'll bring that back to the Planning Commission.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Do I have any questions or comments from my fellow commissioners about this item? Nope. All right. Is there any public comment on this item? None in the room. Is there any online?
There are none online at the moment.
Okay. I will close the public comment on this item. Again, I will move to postpone this item to a date uncertain.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Can I have a vote, please?
Chairman Avila?
Yes.
Vice Chair Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
All right. Moving on to non-public hearing items. We don't have any on our agenda this evening, as well as number 10, notice of administrative items. We don't have any on our agenda as well. Is there any communications from my fellow commissioners this evening? All right. Is there any staff communications?
There are staff communications. Brian Pedrotti, Community Development Director. And staff wanted to talk a bit about our communication and engagement plan with the Planning Commission going forward. And since the PC doesn't always meet every 2 weeks due to, sometimes there just aren't the number of projects coming forward, there can be gaps in time when the Planning Commission doesn't meet, and they could benefit from having a more steady and line of communication. So with the general plan update starting a month ago or so, this communication will be even more essential. So staff will be putting together a weekly update on non-PC weeks, and possibly on PC weeks as well, depending on what we have going, and to send all of you. And so we will usually have a general plan update and then other highlighted items as we go. Just really quickly, I've got a couple of updates tonight. We have, Patrick, you can put my screen up. So you've seen this schedule of the general plan update. But it has been updated. So I know it's difficult to see. And we can forward this actually to you, updated schedule. And as you can see on the left-hand side, we described this before, there were phases, and I believe there are, 11 phases. And really, we're sort of in deep in the first three. And so the consultant is still performing a general plan audit. We do have the October 5th workshop that's scheduled coming up at 6 p.m. Right here in the chambers. There's a newsletter that's going to be going out, as well as a physical mailer with a short survey on it. And so that's all happening pretty much in the next few weeks. And then really after that, we'd start getting into the visioning and guiding principles. So that's when we're going to have probably some heavy, a little more heavy input from the Planning Commission and from the public as well. So that's that. There are a couple other items that planning and community development are working on. One is a building services contract. So our building division, as you may know, is most of it is contracted out to a third-party consultant. That contract expired, and so we are in an interim period. And so we have another consultant working during that interim period, but we have an RFP that went out, and we received proposals for another long-term 2-year contract. So that should be finalized very soon. A couple of projects that pieces of which may have never been to this particular planning commission, but were previous, the Trafficway Bridge, which is the replacement of the Trafficway Bridge, which is the bridge that actually is sort of next to the post office on Trafficway. Mm-hmm. Right now, we'll be hiring a right-of-way consultant to obtain right-of-way and easements and things like that. It's still scheduled to be replaced in 2025. It'll be an 11-month closure of Trafficway, which will be quite impactful. And we'll have more details as that gets closer to. Swinging Bridge will be, that's also going to be essentially replaced. A lot of the pieces is going to be shored up, and that will happen next year. Halcyon Complete Streets, which you did see in the conceptual plan, is slated for construction in end of 2025, 2026. Really, the department is working with Public Works to coordinate that with the Trafficway Bridge. Those are very large infrastructure projects that will probably not be a good idea to have at the same time. So we're trying to coordinate those. Another kind of very important item that's starting now and going through essentially November are the village construction projects. So this was a conceptual timeline put together last month by engineering. We've held to it pretty well. Probably, I don't know if you can see this very well, but probably the biggest items are that we are now starting the replacement of the concrete bands that are in the sidewalk, which are the reddish tile bands. In the sidewalks in the village, and they'll be doing those in sections. And this all needs to be timed out because, one, we're removing those tile bands, replacing them, we're removing the crosswalks and replacing them. There's going to be a new slurry seal going on Branch Street. The Harvest Festival in October and Halloween are also kind of embedded in there. And then we have the removal of the temporary parklets, which will need to happen prior to the slurry, and then they will be replaced with the permanent parklets probably at around November. So a lot of things going on. It's going to be a bit of a mess in the village, but it's going to be pretty nice, we're hoping, at the end of this. So the journey won't be great, but we'll get there. Couple other things. The city council has directed staff to look at formula businesses. As you may know, we have a definition of formula businesses in our code, which essentially says that it's a piece of code that is intended to sort of preserve the ability for local businesses to stay in the village and also meet architectural design guidelines. So right now it essentially says that if you have six or more other outlets that you are, and there's some caveats to that, but there's then you qualify as a formula business and you can't locate inside the village, within the zone of the village. The city council had some concerns about how that definition is put in the code, and so we're going to probably be taking a relook at that in most likely October. And then finally, the active transportation plan. Our consultant is working on the initial data gathering. I think we may have mentioned that before, looking at maps. So that is also going on. So there's a lot of other things going on, but those are the highlights. We're busy, but we got a good team, and we're coordinating a lot of these with Public Works. So,
can I ask a quick question? Could you, when you send out the general plan timeline, could you send that timeline out too?
Absolutely.
Village one?
Thanks. Yes. And this has been shared with the village businesses as well. They're all aware of it as well.
Thank you so much. I'm speaking for myself, but hopefully my fellow planning commissioners too, I really appreciate you guys doing this. I think it's great to be kept this informed of what's going on in the city, and I really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any comments?
Yeah, thanks, Commissioner. I also excited to see a lot of work going on, and some of it's just deferred maintenance, some of it's other things that we've been meaning to do, and so it's finally coming together. There's a lot of work, I mean, physically work and disturbances and all that stuff, and you guys have been working really hard as a planning department coordinating all this and getting bids out. And so, I felt a little bit frustrated and kind of wanting to do more as the planning commission in whatever capacity we can to help you. But we also have to stay within our preview and what we're here to do, what we're hired to do, and what our expectations are. But I threw this out there to Andrew today on the phone. If there's any way for us to help you on some of the internal audits of the, general plan or anything we can do to help you, I would say that we would probably be willing to do some more work. So, whether that's even just some of the own internal analysis of our existing development code and some of the municipal code and highlighting things that might be of concern. I mean, you guys know way more than we know because you're formally educated in the CRP, but I think all of us have pretty good brains here that we would love to help.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
I completely echo what you're saying. I think we feel the same way.
We are here to serve, and just the nature of the way that's gone this year, we've met probably half the time that we could have met just because of the cycle of the economy and everything. So it sounds like there's a lot coming down the pipeline, and so we're ready.
Okay. We appreciate that, and we'll look to get the Planning Commission involved as much as possible. Obviously, we have the consultant to lean on, but I think that your expertise is going to be, and your input is really going to be valuable and really critical, actually, to what they do as well. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
I just had two more quick questions about the village timeline, and I should know this, but is the crosswalk repairs, is that covering, like, is that going to be those bricks, those decorative bricks that were at the city council meeting, or is that some other project? Sorry.
No, that's correct. So right now it is stamped asphalt or stamped concrete. I think it's stamped concrete.
I don't know.
And so there, it's going to be replaced with actual brick, which will be much, much better looking.
So that's what the October 4th through 20th is that portion?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then my other question, and maybe this is a question for another time, but we're talking about formula businesses, and I'm not totally understanding that. Is there anything in there about like zoning for the church, like Harvest Church and that expansion? Is that part of a formula, or that's something totally different?
The way our definition is, it is strictly retail and restaurants.
Okay.
Hotels and motels are not considered, can never be considered formula business according to our definition. Churches would not as well.
Okay.
So
there's nothing in the code as far as how many hotels or how many, any of that in this, in the village area?
There isn't any threshold for the number or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
No, just I'm echoing the thank you for what feels like a slightly added layer of work for an already full schedule for you guys by just that extra email updating us every week. That is a new added task, so thank you for that, because that, I know I'm going to really appreciate that, and I imagine my fellow commissioners are going to appreciate that too. But hopefully what that means is we can lighten the load in another way for you. So I'm just as eager to help there. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, with that, I think we can move to adjournment. Thank you, everyone, for coming this evening.